This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. The South African city of Cape Town is facing a water crisis. It's unlike anything the city has experienced before. The contributing factors are many: a three-year drought, increasing population size, and poor long-term planning. In any case, the city of Cape Town is set to run out of water by April. City officials are calling that day zero, when all municipal water will be turned off. And for months now, residents have been told to reduce their water consumption. To understand the impact this is all having on daily life, we called Nina Elvin Jensen. She is the owner of a local travel company, Cape Concierge, and she's with us now from Cape Town. Nina, thanks so much for speaking with us.
It's a pleasure.
I understand that you are kind of at ground zero. You're at the place where the strictest restrictions have come into play. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. We're now at level 6B water restrictions, which is an unprecedented level. But what that means at the moment is that every resident of Cape Town is required to use 50 litres or less of water per day. Just to put that into perspective, it takes 9 litres to flush a toilet, or a 90-second shower is 14 litres. So it obviously, it goes quite quickly, but at the moment it's manageable.
So give me a sense of your daily routine, if you would.
As of today, you might bypass a shower every other day, or you just go very, very quickly and you also use a bucket. So you turn on the water, wet your hair, turn off the water, shampoo it quickly, and then you might just rinse with the bucket that you've got. So you've got to simplify your lifestyle a bit. And when it comes to cleaning, washing your clothes, flushing the loos, you're just going to do that at much, much less than you would otherwise. It's not an ideal situation, but at the moment, it's still livable.
You're in the tourist industry. I mean, tourism is a big part of Cape Town's economy, isn't it? I mean, it's one of those places that, you know, people dream of visiting. How has your business been affected? And I would imagine that this is starting to be the season when visitors would start to come, because on the East Coast in the U.S., it's winter, it's cold, so it's summer there. So
absolutely. It's frequently voted number one destination in the world for people's holiday. And this year, business is definitely down. There are many people that obviously booked throughout June, July, August for the holidays coming up now. They still came, but it's the people that would usually book to come February, March, April, which is still our high season. And they're suddenly just not booking at all. They make the inquiries and then they ask about the water. And as soon as they realize the possible severity of the water restrictions, then they don't book.
But, you know, there are also certain businesses that are really reliant upon water. Like, I'm thinking hairdressers, car washing places. Water is a big part of their business. What do they do?
Absolutely. So hairdressers, for example, now say if it's not necessary to wash your hair, we won't do that. Then there are the garden nurseries that have obviously been having a really tough time because no one's buying any plants because they know they can't water them and they will die. And then the car washing companies, also they've been using grey water. So they've just been collecting water that has fallen from the roofs, down the drains. That's what they're using to wash cars. And there's also a couple of companies that are not using water at all. They've got special wax. So they're trying to adapt as much as possible.
Before we let you go, I just wanted to ask, Are you scared? You know, day zero is a pretty sobering thought to contemplate, and it's not that far off. Are you frightened? And
I think just from the 1st of February, when we know we've still got another 150 days till this possible point where the taps run dry and we're already on 50 litres a day, the scary thing is, like, what is the next restriction? How low are we going to get? And are the taps going to run dry? Or is this sort of a scare tactic to make sure we stick to our 50 litres? We're not really sure. I don't know anyone here who's been through this before. And obviously, the city hasn't been through this before. We hope there's preparations being made. But I think the one worry is, are there really enough precautions in place? Because they're planning 200 water pickup points, but the city has 3.7 million people. So 200 collection points, clearly not really enough.
That's Nina Elvin Jensen. She's the owner of a local travel company, Cape Concierge, in Cape Town. We've been talking about the water restrictions there, facing a very severe water crisis. We reached her via Skype. Nina Elvin Jensen, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks, Michelle. Lovely to talk to you.